Welcome to Power of the Word Ministry, a radio broadcast from the Good Hope Baptist Church family in Paterson, Louisiana, where Pastor Patrick T.R. Jones serves as shepherd of the house. Join us Sundays at 7:45 for worship, 9 to 10:15 for Sunday school and breakfast afterward, and again at 11 a.m. for worship at our sanctuary at 908 Washington Street in Paterson. Every second Sunday is Communion Sunday. Children's Church is every third Sunday, and Mission Sunday is every fourth Sunday. Also, Mission Fellowship is on Mondays at 5 p.m. Also, meet us here on Wednesdays for Bible study, beginning with prayer from 5:30 until 6, and Bible study from 6 until 7. But now, however, it's time for the Word. Here is Pastor Patrick Jones with this week's message.
The book of Colossians. Chapter 3, the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Colossians, chapter 3. When you there, say amen. If not, you say amen. Colossians, chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 12, and we're going to stop at verse 17. Amen. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, of meekness, of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in words or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. The grass withered, the flowers fade, the word of the Lord shall stand forever. And if you don't mind, the New Living Translation It says, starting at verse 12, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercies, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. And just for a little while, I would love to talk with you on the subject, where is your focus? Where is your focus? Thank you, Lushan. Where is your focus? As Christians, The true center of Christianity should be the focus on Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Many times folks say they are saved, but yet the focus is not on Christ, but on what Christ can do for them. It is as if we want the product, but we don't want to go through the process of getting the product. We don't want the strip to be stripped of self, but we still want the benefits of eternity. And so the question comes, Paul writing to the church at Colossae, where is your focus? There was a time when there were false teachers coming in, telling them that they don't need what they need to get to heaven. Telling them that they can still live how they want to live. You know the same, well, I ain't hurting nobody. Well, you're hurting and killing yourself daily. And if Christ died for your sins and mine, then maybe you are hurting someone. And so the focus again is not Christ, but it's you. Because you would say, I'm not hurting nobody. You're not thinking about what's hurting Christ. You're only thinking about what's benefiting you at the time. And so the lust of the flesh get more attention than the love of God. Where is your focus? In today's society, we want to fit in. We want folks to accept them. But the truth of the matter is you are different. You cannot fit in because you've been called out of. There's no way you can fit in. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Folks are not going to accept you because of who lives inside of you. We go out of our way to try to get them to accept you. But the truth is, we ought to get them to accept the one who is in us. And the only way that's going to happen is when you start spending time in your word. When you start spending time meditating on your word. When you start spending time practicing the word. Till it becomes you and it becomes Christ. Because your life is no longer yours, but it's hid in Christ. All right, I'll prove it to you. Let's go to verse number one. Same chapter, if that's all right with you.
All right.
Now, he says it this way. Can I read from the New Living Translation, if you don't mind? He says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, he says, set your sight on the reality of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Let me put a pin right here. Too many of us are looking at what this world can offer us. And it have a tendency to cause us to lose focus on what Christ is offering us. If the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Can you tell me that this person who makes $100,000 a year can offer me more than what Christ can offer me? Can I just be real? Christ can cause them to not make the $100,000 and cause somebody who has $1 million to give you $100,000. When your focus is on him, and not on what this world.
Let me just put it another way.
Say it again.
The scripture declares that when Jesus came up from the baptism, it says straightway the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the word says that the devil took him on a high pinnacle and showed him all the world. And said, if you bow down and serve me, I'll give you all this. And Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might. In other words, man, you can't make me bow down for something that already belongs to me. Without me, the world is trying to show me what not be. Okay, y'all ready? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And he says everything was made, or everything that was made by him. How can you show me something that already belongs to me and try to tempt me to worship you to get what's mine anyway? Where's your focus? Let me put it to you another way. Since you are here, you're not only heirs with Christ. Well, that's good news right there. But you're joint heirs with Christ. Galatians says, you might be too young to handle what it is he has already for you. And so you got folk who are over you until you reach a mature age till you can handle it on your own. All I'm trying to say is stop being jealous and envious. That's why he says, let love be the perfect thing that binds you together. See, if you love one another, then you won't worry how that one is being blessed, because you're going to rejoice with them, because you realize that the same God that blessed them. All I have to do is wait on him. So look now. Let me keep going here. He says in verse, he says, verse number two, think about things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life.
That's right.
And your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Well, I heard Paul says that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wait, that's the same book that Paul wrote and said, for the wages of sin is death. Hold on. He also said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But wait a minute. He says, but if you are in Christ, you are moving. Y'all going with me. So stop condemning yourself of something you've done in your past. He said, but that in the same book, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
That's right.
Amen. All of him, my sanctified soul. Where is your focus? See, this is what happens when you have a tendency to lose focus. When you have a tendency to lose focus, you look on things that are temporary. You look on things that can rust. You look on things that the moth eat up. Because you're worried about what you look like in your suit. You're worried about how much you paid for on your shoes. You're worried about what you have. But can I tell you, some of us gonna lose our hair. Some of our hair gonna turn color. And then some of the clothes we wear, we won't be able to fit them no more. You don't believe this? Look at
things I have to give thanks.
Yes.
Because my focus is no longer on me.
Yes.
When you stop focusing on individuals, stop focusing on tradition of man, stop focusing on institutions, but your focus is on Jesus Christ, your creator, the author and finisher of the old. Individual that died and gave up their life for me. I'm talking that's still with me. There was only one, and that was Jesus Christ, the Son of the ever-living God, who died on a rugged cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but got up 3 days later with all power. Where is your focus? We heard about this. We worried about that, but he already promised in his word that if you seek ye first. The reason you're lacking is because you're lost, your focus. Let me say it again. The reason you're lacking is because you lost your focus. Your focus ain't on stuff. Your focus is not on things. But your focus should be on the one who created all things. And this stuff gonna be added unto you. Watch. Can I share this with you? Why do you think we have a problem tithing? The reason we have problems tithing is because we focus on us. Let me teach it to you. When before you was making what you're making, and you was making 65 cents an hour, you don't have a problem paying your dues. That's what we used to do. Children used to pay 50 cents a month, and the adults used to pay $2 for their dues in the church, because that's what they can afford. And watch, at the time, it was more than what their tithes were, because of what their income was. But when you allow people in your ear, because he done bless you where you make about $3,000-$4,000 a month, you're saying $300 is a car note, $300 is a light bill. Well, if he didn't give you health and strength, you wouldn't make the $3,000. And so the problem is the focus has, because it's not man you're giving your money to. Remember, we are people of faith. I give what he requires me to give, and I don't care what man does with it, because that's between him and God. Long as I'm right with God. Some of y'all saying, okay, well, the New Testament says we're on tithe. Jesus says, okay, all of this stuff you've already got. You have matured in this. I don't have to go back and teach, because you do that off your head. You don't believe me? The man who was praying says, I tithe. That's New Testament. In Hebrews, he says that even Abraham, before tithing was a thing, gave tithes. So tithing is there. So for all those folks that's listening by radio, tithing is still required today. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I come to fulfill the law. In other words, I'm showing you how you can do it without a hard, heavy heart. Where is your focus? Your focus is on, okay, that's a new sofa. That's a new chair. But what happens when your body gets sick? What happened when your car break down? That's just what we read. You curse for the curse. Not in the fact that you don't die and go to hell, But the curse is, when you steal from God, you're going to give it to somebody. And then watch this, brothers and sisters. The person you come to for aid and help is the church. But you didn't give it to his house, that there was meat in his house. Meat is just not food, but meat is also the monetary thing to help you out when you have need. All right, I'm going to move on because, see, my focus is on the word. When you lose focus, then what happens is you only think about yourself, those in your circle, what you can get from somebody else. You ain't trying to give nothing, you just trying to get. And when you come to the altar for prayer, how do I know my focus is on me? All you want is God to bless you. When was the last time you say, Lord, what is it you would have me to do? What do you want me to do? I don't need you to give me anything because you promised to take care of all my needs anyway. I just want to be a servant. I want to be a vessel, meet for the master's use. I want you to use me any way you desire. When was the last time? Why y'all quiet on me? Look, when the focus is on you, look, I want you to have a good time. But when it comes to his house, don't get there talking about I need to rest because he says a day of rest. You want to use that as an excuse not to come to church. Grandmama would say, Brother Jones, if you can go to the hall. Some of y'all my age know what I'm talking about. Little folk younger than me, they don't know what I'm saying. But, so, see, can I talk to you? Because you ain't never go to the hall. My grandmama used to say, hey, if you can go to the hall, you'll get up and go to church. Most of us sitting here right now, most of us have been to the hall. But came Sunday, we was in Sunday school. Came Sunday, we was in church. Your focus, you lost focus because you're giving your children the opportunity to tell you whether or not they're going to church or not. All right. What time is it? No, they looking at me funny. Watch that. Here he says in verse number 3, I just got ahead of myself. Verse number 3, he says, for you died to this life, right, and your real life is hid with Christ in God. Yeah. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you, say me. Say we share what?
Share
in his glory. So put to death, that's verse number 5. He says, so mortify, kill off therefore your members which are upon earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Stop looking at stuff or putting things above God. God is a jealous God. You don't want nothing equal with him. Not your house. Not your car. Not your clothes. Not your spouse. Not your children. Not your mama. Not your daddy. He's God all by himself. He should be putting him above all things. Wait a minute. My focus is right. Then I want to make sure my life is lining up with what his word says. Right. Holiness is still a prerequisite. It is still required. You can be holy and in the midst of an unholy people. He showed you how. You can be still righteous and in the midst of unrighteous people. He showed you how. When your focus is on Christ, folks will see your light, see you coming, and guess what? Those who want to hear, gonna stay. Those who don't want to hear, will leave. You don't believe it, test this theory.
That's right. Amen.
Joseph.
Yes.
Test this kid. Get in the midst of people.
Yes.
People you normally gossip with.
Yes.
People you curse around. Or who curse and all that good stuff. Start talking about Jesus and the goodness of God. See how many stay. Those they might start out saying, yeah, I'm just saying, okay, I'll see you later. Those are the ones who haven't made a commitment that they're going to serve him with their whole heart. Those are the ones who say, I go to church. But the ones who stay saying, I am. Where is your focus? You ain't making excuses on why you slip and fail. You're saved because he's given us a way out. And even if you slip and fall, he still forgives you again. If you go to him according to his word. If you confess your sin. Is that not what he said? He is faithful and just to forgive you. Oh my goodness. And instead of saying, well, I ain't going to church because I did this. Well, what if he come that day? Look, I don't care what goes on. Unless I'm out of town, can't make because I'm doing something, I'm going to make sure I'm in church. And even if I'm out there, I'm going to church too. Going to somebody's church. Because his grace, his goodness, his mercy. And then I don't want to hate on folks. I want to love people. My loving kindness have I drawn me. And by loving kindness, we can draw other folks. But if I'm mean and hateful, nobody will. I don't know what church they're going to. That's why everybody can't be ushers. They're the first ones that you meet when you come in. And if you mean and hateful, they don't. I'm gonna take my seat. Sister Jones and I, we was at a place. We was in the church. And I love her. And I love sitting with her. But they had called me up and I'm always saying, no, come sit with her. I said, no, we need to come sit with her. And so what happened was, Sister Jones sit down and people looking back with a nap, talk and stuff. Even one of them said, that's somebody to see, stuff like that. And then when I came and say, hey, baby, they say, hey, Pastor Jeff. And then they saw, but now all of a sudden you want to be nice. Because you realized who she was. But see, if you had the love of God in you, from the start. And then watch this, you know that's a visitor.
Right.
By love, look, you somehow entertain angels unaware. So I'm going to be at my best behavior, treating them with kindness and gentleness as the word say, so they can see the love of Christ in me. And so when they leave, they can say, I can tell you what, God is in that place. But if you treat me like I'm somebody off the street, and you treat me without any love and the affection of Christ, then the love of God ain't in you. I don't care if you do have on a three-piece suit. And in order for the word of God, I'm back on 16, right? And in order for the word of God to dwell in you richly, you got to spend time in the Word. You can't just come here on Sunday and think that watch. If you are a Sunday school goer, they give you a booklet. And that booklet gives you a day-to-day lesson to prepare for Sunday. If you're doing what the booklet say on Monday, read this, and then it gives you a little stuff. On Tuesday, read this, and then give you a little. See, you waiting for Sunday How do you know if they study? Because they fumble at the word when it's time to read. Say amen again, Joe.
Amen.
Amen. Either you have a reading problem and that's okay. Or if you're one who you think you're smarter than everybody else and you're fumbling over them, you didn't study. You didn't spend time before you got here. And can I tell you something? We don't serve a part-time God. He's not going to be your part-time partner. But you only need him when you need something. But he needs you every day to be legal in this earth realm. Which means there are lost souls you come in contact with every day. And they need to know that he's still a deliverer. He's still one that will set you free of the bondage you're in. He's still a forgiving God. He's still a healing God. He's a way maker. He's a mind regulator. He'll give sight to blind. And I'm not just talking about natural blindness, but I'm talking about spiritual blindness. He'll open up your understanding. If you spend time
with
him,
that's it.
We spend more time doing worldly things than we do him. Then we expect him when the world will turn their back on us. We run to him. All right, y'all. Okay. Lie not one to another. Put off anger. Malice and filthy communication. That's what is in the word. Because here's the key. Can I go one scripture above 12? Whether there is grief, he said, where there is neither grief nor Jew, circumcision, no uncircumcision, barbarian, Satyrian, bond or free. Christ is all and in all. Let me put it to you another. Doesn't matter what side of the track you come from. It doesn't matter what your last name is. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. He said Christ is all and in all. And what he's saying is Christ created everything. And can I tell you, he's in all of us. Even the ones who deny him, he still resides in you. How do you know, Patrick? Because when he formed man from dust, it says that he was just formed and he was made. But man didn't do a thing until he blew himself into man. And he became a living soul. But after the fall of man, his spirit, it kind of declined because self started taking over. And he says once you acknowledge his son and let the Holy Spirit come in, then that which he put in you, he will quicken. He'll make it alive again. And then you grow in the knowledge of him. See, we teach worldly things. We don't teach spiritual things. And in order for you to teach spiritual things, you got to get in the book. Not YouTube. Not Facebook. Not Instagram. Not TikTok. Not Pinterest. Not X. Twitter. What's the rest of it? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You can't get it from there. You got to get it. This is the oldest book in the world. And it's still the best selling on the market. And it has never changed.
Right.
You don't believe it? I got some old Bibles from my grandparents and great-grandparents. And the one I bought when I opened it up is the same word. But when I opened up the history books to when I was in junior high, to the history books today, they are not the same. But this history, his story, remains the same. He's the same today, yesterday, and where he is. Where he is. Your fault. There's a lot of folk that when they get in trouble, I'm done still. A lot of folks when they get in trouble, they try to bargain with God. Lord, if you get me through this, I promise you I'm going to do right. Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise you I ain't going to do this no more. I know, Pat, because I was one of those persons. As soon as I wake up the next day to see the light of day, I was looking for the place, or another place that looked like or was a replica of the place I left. So I was right back in the same stuff. I just bargained with God, saying, if he let me get through this, I won't do this again. And so he said, I don't need you to lie to me, but I already know what's here. It ain't nothing good in you. But if you just trust me and just give me you the way you are, I don't want you to fix yourself. I don't want you to change nothing. He said, give me you the way you are. And if you give him you the way you are, and then you are humble and let him do it, he's going to change what he wants to change. Amen. When he wants to change. But we fall short because we're trying to get it God's way. We trying to do it for God. Then we become angry at God. Because it ain't on our timeline. God knows if your heart is right and ready. All you have to do is be faithful and focus. Keep focusing on him. Don't focus on your circumstances. Don't focus on other folks. Focus on him. Because he says, I'll be with you always. That means whatever you're in, God's still there. Even if you don't feel him, he's still there. But Lord, all this, he's still there. Stop focusing on what you see and focus on him. Because when you start focusing on him, then the problem circumstances become smaller and smaller. Till before you know it, they have no problem.
You've been listening to The Power of the Word, a radio ministry from the Good Hope Baptist Church of Patterson, where Patrick T.R. Jones is the pastor. Please join us again next week at this same time. Also, look for a copy of this message on the KBZE Facebook pages for later study. Thank you.